6 past 8 on RSN Breakfast Show with Michael Christian, Mick McGuan, our very special guests in the studio, Al Dwyer and Jesse Haberman. And, of course, Jesse is the Cox Plate ambassador and is looking forward to a bigger night of racing tonight, Manukato Stakes night. And I should say it is relaxed dress code tonight, Al, so everyone can get along. Don't have to necessarily put the suit and tie. You can have a nice relaxing night at the Valley.
Yes, we're going with the relaxed dress code for the members on a Friday night, so that'll be out throughout the Christmas season into the new year. So, yeah, looking forward to that. You don't have to dress up to the nines, but we still want to look classy and look nice. So, Jess, I think the... Fashion-wise, you'll be wearing something nice tonight?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Tonight I'm going for comfort as well as style, and I think I'll be dressed in a nice jumpsuit tonight by Kakai.
Jumpsuit, fantastic. I wonder whether our next guest might enjoy that. He is the Carlton captain and the fiancé of Jesse Haberman. His name is Mark Murphy. G'day, Mark.
Hey, Krisha, how you going, mate?
I'm well, thanks, mate. Now, they tell me that you are rolling around in a cart at Heritage Golf Course, just tearing through a few bunkers and doing a couple of burnouts in the cart. Is that right?
Yeah, I put my hand up for this charity golf day quite a few months ago, and then had the shoulder reco at the end of the season. So, I'll be putting and driving around in a drinks cart today.
How is the shoulder, Murph?
Yeah, it's coming along all right. Just got back from overseas on Sunday night, and getting stuck back into all the shoulder rehab, which is really good fun. So, coming along pretty nicely, the way they expected. So everything's on track, which is good.
It's not about footy this time of the year, though, is it, Murph?
No, it certainly isn't. It's a great time of year. We're here to be in Melbourne, so we planned the trip to make sure we got back in time for the Cox Plate. And then, it's a great time to be in Melbourne with all the racing going on. It's great.
Now, mate, what's it like, and I don't know that you've had this experience in your time at Carlton, when you are taller than the coach?
Yes. No, there's a first for everything, and that's the first time I'm taller than the coach, so I've got him covered by quite a distance, which is good. So.
Yeah, about 8 inches, I reckon.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy about that, boys. You know?
What's he like? What are your first impressions, mate?
Oh, he's been great, Bolts. I've had quite a few chats with him, caught up with him a few times. He came in into the hospital after I had my shoulder done, had a good chat to him for a good half an hour, and he's been really impressive so far, and I think, just like myself, the rest of the boys are really excited about it and the opportunity to try and impress someone new, and looking forward to his new ideas about how he goes about coaching, and to have someone who's been involved with the Hawthorn Footy Club over the last 5 or 6 years, I think it's going to be great for the footy club.
Murph, it was a bit like Mick Walthouse was really stubborn in his philosophy. I reckon you and others and your teammates who have been at Carlton for a long period of time, you'd be certainly refreshed about probably a new style coming into the club. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think, especially, I've been around for 10 years now, which is quite a while. And, I think at 28, to have someone come in with a completely new style and just a fresh approach and obviously his first crack at a senior job, I think it's exciting for the whole footy club to have someone come in with a fresh face and start something new. I think it's going to be really exciting.
What did you make of John Barker when he took over as caretaker?
Oh, he's fantastic, Johnny. I think the really important or the really good thing that the club's kept him on as well, which has been great. So obviously Bolts and Barks have had quite a few conversations, and they're excited by the challenge of working together with the other guys we've got in at the footy club as well. And he was great for not only myself, for a lot of the other young guys. And it was probably a tough time that we were having in the first half of the year, and sort of gave us a more of a positive outlook on trying to just knuckle down a few little key areas of our game and try and tick that off week to week. And I really enjoyed his coaching sort of style and philosophy, and I think he'll be a great senior coach down the track.
And, mate, what about tonight? You'll be getting along, no doubt, in the relaxed dress code. What will you be wearing, mate? We know what Jessie's wearing.
Yeah, she's in a jumpsuit, apparently.
Yeah.
I certainly won't be wearing one of them, but... I didn't even know it was a relaxed sort of feel tonight, so that's impressed me already. So I won't chuck the tie on tonight. But they're tonight and tomorrow, which will be good. So I got my brother's bucks there tomorrow, so that'll be good day in the members. So
fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
What about the old man? Will he get there?
Yeah, the old man's getting there tomorrow.
Ooh.
So good family affair. Looking forward to getting along to something together. We don't get a great many chances to get together as a full group of the family and have a few beers together and watch the races, which we're all interested in, so it's good.
Who are you tipping tonight in the Manukato, Murph?
Who have I sent through to Jesse? What's Jesse come up with?
She said happy trails.
No, she's Ruffy. She said tonight's Chautauqua.
Yeah, Chautauqua. Tonight,
yes. Chautauqua. Yeah, you can't go past Chautauqua. The Hawks racing team. I caught up with Hawksy. I think Gibbsy's got a few horses with him at the moment. So I think Chautauqua will be too good tonight. But hopefully it's something like last year. It's a blanket finish.
And, mate, what about tomorrow? Well, before we talk about tomorrow, I understand you've got a bit of a punters club down at Carlton.
Oh, yeah, we did for a little bit. I think that's sort of finished up, unfortunately, now. So
when you lost the money.
When we didn't have any more money than that.
And we must say you're betting on races only, Murph.
Oh, exactly right. I'm not sure about tomorrow. It's going to be a tough race, the Cox Plate. So it'll be an interesting race.
It's going to be a really good race. We know what your roughy is, and you're aligned your roughy to Dean Lester's best roughy too, Murph, I must say. Happy trails. You agree?
Yeah, I've backed it a couple of times, Happy Trails, and I'm not sure if it was 2 years ago when it came up just short. But I reckon that's a good roughy. I think it finished off really well last race, so that's a nice little roughy. Hopefully that can get up.
Is it true that you're spending a day with David Hayes on Sunday as well?
It's a big racing weekend, to be honest with you. Didn't realise it was all going to be happening this weekend. So I got tonight and tomorrow, and then, up to David Hayes' farm on Sunday with the Carlton Footy Club. So looking forward to that. It'll be good.
Oh, with the Footy Club. So what's all that about? A connection with syndication or anything of that nature?
I think it's just an auction item that I think David was happy enough to put up for the club. So, and they raised a fair bit of cash that some guests have put their hand up to go along with. I think Gibbsy's going as well as Stephen Trigg and a few others. So, looking forward to getting up there and seeing his set up there.
All right, mate. We'll let you go and continue your duties out at Heritage there. So have a great day. Great night tonight and tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Mark Murphy joining us, the Carlton captain on RSN Breakfast.
Yeah, he conducted himself well as always, didn't he, Murph? He had a probably frustrating year from a captain standpoint. It's never easy when your team's not going well and you have to lead from the front.